Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Italian football icon Salvatore Toto Schillaci has died aged 59. Schillaci, 6'2", eyes of blue, Mick McCarthy's after you. That was the chant from Irish fans. But it was his goal in the quarterfinals of Italia 90 that broke our hearts. And while he was painted as the pantomime villain here, he still garnered huge respect from Irish football fans. Let's just go back for a moment to Italia 90 and that goal.
Townsend got in a challenge, Badger to Schillaci. Giannini looks for Donadoni. Good parry. Schillaci. Schillaci has scored again.
Well, we're joined now by someone who needs no reminding of that goal, Ireland's keeper on the day, Paddy Byner. And Paddy, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Very sad to hear the news today of a very famous man, and a famous man in our history, even though he was Italian. And it takes back memories, but, you know, condolences to his family and everybody concerned, because he was a bit of an icon, I must admit.
And that, I was watching back that goal again today. It was this decisive goal that really broke our hearts. But at the same time, he still managed to endear himself, didn't he, to Irish fans? Why do you think that is?
Yeah, well, I think he came on the scene in that tournament. Remember, he came on sub in the first game and then he had scored in every single game. Maybe the name, maybe because of the way he played the game, he was energetic. And I remember the goal so well, to be honest, because, you know, we had lost the ball on the edge of the box and they broke away in a counter-attack, and Donadoni had that strike. And I was going to my right and suddenly moved back inside on my left at the last minute. But he had made the run across. Paul had tracked him and he was so sharp that when the ball came to him, he was able then to turn quickly and stick in the back of the net. But that was the nature of his game. He was really quick, sharp. And I think World Cups at that time was, you know, people like him to come on the scene and almost become a national hero for his country and scoring in every game. We lost kind of touch with him then because he went off to Japan. He didn't really feature after that. So he was a one-time great for Italy. But and I think the Irish people respected that. You know, we were playing this great Italian team and we had done on a fantastic journey, and he was the one that scored that goal to put us out. So he would be remembered. I think the name also, Schillaci, is a real, it's a kind of a poetic name, isn't it? It's a romantic name and it's a real Italian name. So it's one that you don't forget. It's one that you don't forget.
And as you say, you don't forget that goal either. You must have thought, did you, when you made that save from Donadoni's fierce shot from outside the box, you must have thought you were safe.
Yeah, well, I pulled the ball with me because I had kind of lost my balance and I was out of the post. So I pulled it back across from where it was going into that sort of kind of, you know, maybe if I was still balanced, I would have been able to push it wider. But it went straight to his feet, and, you know, it was only him that would probably be in that position. You know, if he hadn't made the run, the initial run, he probably wouldn't have been in there. And that, but that's the luck of the draw, and that's the nature of the game. And you know, and for him it was huge. For us, it was a disappointment because we were going out. But you know, overall, I think we weren't probably unhappy in the way that the whole tournament went. So it was a romantic tournament, one that we always look back on, and there'd be names like Schillaci and Tomofti, and all of these names are still probably in the memory of most people, and they can pronounce them and they can remember them. But listen, you know, a man of 59 years old to lose his life, and I know he was struggling for a while. It's sad. It's sad when you lose all the great icons of football.
Yeah, he was diagnosed with colon cancer in 2022 and he'd been hospitalised this month due to illness. And as you say, very sadly, he died overnight at the very young age of 59. Had you had any occasion, Paddy, to cross paths with him over the years?
Yeah, I did, actually, because he came in. Remember, he came in and did an ad for Smithix, and I think Ray Houghton was involved with him at that time, and that on the TV ad. But I did some pictures, some promotion for him, with him, sorry, and he came in. He was very humble, very, very nice man. We took some photographs, and that was the only time. As I say, from a football perspective, most of us probably lost touch a little bit of him because he went off to play the J League in Japan and finish out his career from that perspective. So he wasn't the guy who was popping up with the big teams in European competition, and you've seen him thereafter. So that was probably a disappointment for him and disappointment for many fans also that he didn't actually continue. And he didn't play in another a tournament for Italy also, which was sad.
And at that time that you met him when you were doing the promotional stuff, did you have a word with him about the goal?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't think he spoke too much English, to be honest.
Okay.
And I didn't speak Italian, so we didn't have a great time to sit down and converse. But he knew who I was. I knew, of course, who he was, and it was nice to see him again in a different situation, to be honest.
Well, a name that we didn't know, but a name that we will never forget, I think, Toto Scarlatti. And as you say, very sad news to hear of his premature passing today. Paddy Bonner, thank you very much for joining us.